Babylon is the name of what was originally a small village that grew into a very powerful city. So for most of early ancient Middle Eastern history, we can think of political units being like small city-states, like in early modern Europe. So a large settlement and then controlling enough territory and water resources to feed that population. And every now and again, one city would conquer another. And so political entities would expand and contract. And then every now and again, once in a blue moon, you'd get a male leader, a king who was so charismatic and effective that he could conquer and control many more of these things. And we'd get quite ephemeral kingdoms / empires. So the Akkadian Empire, for instance, or the Earth III Empire, so-called, at the end of the third millennium. But those never last more than a couple of generations because there wasn't the technology or the infrastructure to hold these things together. So this is how Babylon started as well. It was just one city amongst half a dozen that had ambitions for controlling what's now southern Iraq in the early second millennium BC, so nearly 4,000 years ago. And it just so happened that about the eighth king in the succession of rulers of that city was a man called Hammurabi, who was just incredibly good at not only ruling his own territory, but setting off his enemies against each other. A very interesting kind of strategy, not just of direct conquest, but of making other neighbouring cities fight each other and then sort of marching in when they were all falling to bits. So that's how, to put it very simply, how Babylon grows from a small sort of city-state-like entity to a kingdom which controlled almost all of what we now think of as Iraq and right up into parts of Syria by about 1750 BC.